had the feeling to just record this audio extract from the Curse of the Spider while I finished the editing, just because it's a very good insight into some of the psychological science thinking that goes into the book, which is relevant with what I'm talking about a lot recently. So, Delilah stood up from across the table in front of all the witches and the three kids. She was elegant looking, with her pink hair whispering like silk under a shadowy grand black hat. It orbited over her pointy clear face like a disk of dark space in the late night, slightly disturbed by the ebbing light of the Bluefield dome and amber torches. The figure that stood was distant, like cradling stars in another universe, and arriving with words for the council she faced. "We have found the dawn of a peace between us and the goblins. With our new allies, war and dominance are not the issues or priorities for bringing our nemesis down. With Gemma Winnowid lies the force of a power our worlds have not encountered, a fusion of her grandmother's gift and the orchestration of their structures and powers in context to her human mind. I sense she has mastered a realness. This power will bring Ancretion down without the need of spells or any war of mysticism." The table cheered with an effervescent rise of pleasure. They heard Delilah with scintillating appreciation, growing the desire to capitulate and follow her inceptions. A warmth soon surrounded them, like an invisible fire, charging even Gemma to stand up, and she clapped alongside. It startled Malcolm and Nick, who looked with bewilderment and sudden concern. "We'll leave tonight, right away, and we will not fail," Gemma decreed. "Oh, so confident," Adele projected. Her green hair ran with vibrancy, like water running down the face of time. "Not being a wolf woman anymore make you feel infallible? King Ancretion is more powerful than I. Yet, you think you can defeat him. I'm sorry to say, little girl, Delilah holds more faith in you than I." "Don't be sorry, Adele," Gemma replied. "My grandmother once told me, when things appear their worst, we will often find our best. I think Delilah expects me to use more than power, more than brawn. You won't understand more than the witches would, more than Oako, more than the spells in your spell books, centuries old, which you guard. King Ancretion holds the same disposition on Tree Mountain. I am not from this place, and I have found the insight of other worlds and my own, which only needs to be expressed. You are more than the epitome of counsel for women, which is here. But how can you see that, if here is all you know?" Delilah spoke the dawn of a new day. "And it is because I am new here. This is a task I can fulfill for you. I am an arbitrator, I know it." Adele was muffled by the applause of the standing witches. Slowly, Adele came to nod her head with encouragement. The atmosphere warmed again, with such electricity, it felt as though people were being charged with life. Smiles of favor and hope rushed upon all the women's faces, as they believed what Gemma spoke was true. "Witches feast. In honor of our new allies and champions, may their journey be well and their mission successful."